The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Chafkimah Malalaf in the Sig of Chanukah." Amar Rava, Amar Rav Huna, Chotz sheish la beis pesachim tzicha shtei neiris. A chotz that has two doorways, two entranceways, needs two menorahs. You have to be a madlik ner Chanukah on each Pesach. In terms of the Gemara, we know that the way the houses were set up, each house had in front of it a chotz. A lot of the tashmishim were done. A lot of the living was done in the chutz, in the front yard, in the yard in front of the house. And the chutz was often by a movi, and a movi by Rishas Rabban. Agaponim, also in the times of the Gemara, the halakas nechanaka was done the way the ikatakana was vegeshtel. The ikatakana was to be malik outside, not inside, because the main halakas nechanaka was for the bnei Rishas Rabban, for the people outside to see the nechanaka. Today, in Golos, the Ramah says, because of the Goyim and other reasons, we're madlik inside. We don't do it that way. We light inside. And the main halakha is for the Nebayas. We put it by the window, the Rav Chedemilsa, then hopefully some people will see it outside. There'll be Pisumi Nisa to be fastened the Nes of Chanukah outside also, but the main halakha is for inside. But in times of the Gemara, the main halakha was outside. So therefore, they used to be madlik not by the door of the house. They used to be madlik by the door of the chutzah. Because if you madlik by the door of the house, people wouldn't see. The chutzah would block. Chutzah had its own fence. It also had a fence. So they were light by the doorway of the chutzah. So the Gemara is saying it's really lav daf, because lav daf by the chutzah, in case someone had a house, the bias was right by the shizrabim, he would light by the door of the house. So the Gemara is saying, when you light by the door of the chutzah, or by the door of the house, if you have more than one door, you have to light by each door, by each Pesach. And the Gemara says, the reason is mishum chshadah. Because we're afraid, Pasha Taich is that someone will walk by the house and he'll walk by one door and he won't see a menorah there, he won't see Nechanaka, and it'll be chayshu that this guy did not like Nechanaka. So therefore, Chazal wanted to make sure that anyone that walks by your house or your chatzah, they'll see a Nechanaka, so you make sure to light by every door. And that's what the Gemara continues, Amarava, lo yamanel b'shtei ruchais. This halacha is only by two doors on two sides of the house. If you have on two parallel sides, of the north and the south, or even on perpendicular sides, the north and the east, it's possible somebody will walk by one side of the house and they'll see the door, they won't see Nechanaka, they'll be choshed, you don't like. So even Chazal said to light by every door. But if it's on one side of the house, it's not a problem. They'll take a see there's no Nechanaka by one door, but they'll see right away the other door. It's all on the same side, it's not a problem. But on two sides, the Gemara says, Zinda Machalti Bahai, Vilim Machalti Bahai. Sometimes people walk by one side and they don't walk by the other side. Viami, and they'll say, just like he didn't light here, he didn't light over there. This halach is brought down, halach lemais in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah says that this, the way we explained, that this halach really is only for the Zman HaGemara. The Zman HaGemara, where they lit outside for the Bnei Yishas Rabban. That's why this halacha applies to light by every single door, so people should see it. But very good. But the Ramah says right. But the Ramah does say miu b'zman hazeh. In our time, shakuma madlikim b'fnei mamish. Everybody lights mamish inside. Ain hekka b'nei Yishas Rabban klal. The Ramah writes there's no hekka at all for b'nei Yishas Rabban, even though we're by the window. Afilu yesh chatzon abayis havi psachim lahavi ruches ein madlikim l'pamachas b'fnim. The Ramah says even if you have many doors on many sides of the house, you only have to light by one. Because it's really for the people inside. People inside the house, they know you lit. Even if the kids go by the back door, they're not going to be chayshir that you weren't like. He didn't like. They know that you lit inside. And the Ramah ends off. It's his chiddush that doesn't apply today, but he says that's also the minig. So, but the minig in Eretz Yisrael is not like that. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is they tackle light outside. The minig in Eretz Yisrael, they know the way they did the Zman HaGemara. They got mamish outside for the name of Shisur Abim. I did hear that there was some gedolim that are mafakpik on that. They said, "Well, Meister Ramos says that we're not knowing this anymore." And the minig in Eretz Yisrael, don't forget, there was many hundreds of years since the Ramos that there was kamat no yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody was living there. The whole yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael is pretty recent. The Herd of Scheinberg, he didn't hold of this. Scheinberg lived, of course, many years in Eretz Yisrael, and he lit inside his deer. He did not light outside. He didn't hold of this. He said, "The Ramos says we light inside, and Eretz Yisrael is no different. And I can't say Eretz Yisrael does it that way." He didn't hold of it. Well, the mice, very tzol, come out everyone. If anyone that was there Chanukah, they know that all the other gedolim come out, and Al Bnei Torah, they all light outside. So the Ramah, I think, would be moida that the halacha is applicable again. The Ramah is only saying that we don't light by Kol Pesach or Pesach because we light inside. But the Ramah would be moida that if the minigate soul is to light outside again, even today, then this halacha applies again. You have to make sure that you light in a way that no one can be chushed you. You have to light by every door of the house. I was a little bit misupik. What would be if it's obvious that the door on the other side is not a front door, like our houses? Somebody will walk by the back and he will not see a Ner Chanukah, but it's obvious what it is. It's not a front door. It's a back door. It's an extra back door. So a person would realize that I don't expect to see Ner Chanukah there. It's not being lit by his front door. It's Ken Zayin. This whole halacha only applies to a house that has on two sides doors that look like a front entrance, like a main entrance. But if it's obvious, it's only a side entrance, it's not a regular door, it could be this halacha doesn't apply. But it doesn't say that anyway, but it's Ken Zayin, that's the halacha. Hakapanim, let's go back to the Gemara's main halacha over here is Chatzah Shesha Beis Pesachim, Tzicha Shtei Neris. The halacha is, Medina the Gemara, the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not just by one door, it's by every door of the house, on every side of the house. Do you make a bracha on the second halakha, by the second menorah? So that the Ran says, on this Gemara, Mestabra says a svar. Mestabra, the Kevin Sheini Malik, since the only reason you're lighting by the second door is not for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the only reason you're lighting is people should be choshed you. Asmar Sayin, Lechari, he means. Loim Mevorach en Lachat Pesach. You only make a bracha one Pesach. The Ramo is saying the bracha that we make, Shekeshev says Sivanu, that bracha is only on the menorah that we're lighting for Pesumei Nisa, for the main mitzvah. But the other menorahs, the other Ner Chanukah, and the other Pesachim, that's only for Maris Ayin. That the Ramah says you don't make a bracha on. I guess if you don't want to have chashad in the Mahadim and Mahadim, if you don't want people to be choshed, you Maris Ayin, that you're not Makai Mahadim and Mahadim, yes. What? If they'll walk by, they'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe you don't have to be choshev that. You don't be choshev. If the din is us, Maris, we're gonna get to this. But if the din is because of Maris Ayin, what is Maris Ayin? Maris Ayin Chayr is halacha. The pasuk statement pasuk Yisim Nakim Hashem Yisrael. Devashin knows you were Makayim the mitzvah. What's the problem? The pasuk says Yisim Nakim Hashem Umi Yisrael. You have to be Naki from Yidden also. You shouldn't have any Yidden be choshev you. So I guess you shouldn't be any yidden be choshed you, like you're saying, that you weren't makayim dika mitzvah, that I didn't do the hidden mitzvah, that's not my problem if someone's choshed that. Could be. It's nice or it's not clear in the Gemara if you have to do madam or call Pesach, it doesn't say. I think what this round is talking about, this whole round Shaila, that if you make a bracha on the second Ner Chanukah by the second Pesach, I think the whole round is talking about were you a mafsik. We spoke in between the first Ner Chanukah and the second Ner Chanukah. If you didn't speak, if a person went and made a bracha on the first Ner Chanukah, by the first Pesach, then he walked straight to the second Pesach and lit without being mafsik, the Chavi Poshet, he doesn't make another bracha, because one bracha can be used for many Maisa Mitzvahs. Moshal by Kfis Mezuzah, if you remember the last time you moved and you hung up Mezuzahs, every room with the Mezuzahs and a Mashgreif, that's Mechuv and Mezuzah, Mechaira needs a bracha. Every mezuzah you hang up is a separate mitzvah. And every mezuzah would need its own bracha. But we don't do that. We make one bracha on the first mezuzah we hang up. And then we're careful. We don't talk. And we go from room to room. And we continue hanging up the mezuzahs.
Yeah, but
where's
the mitzvah? The first bracha
to
the next mitzvah. Go for the next
thing. That's shah. Oh, no, very good. Not bad. That's very because this, by mezuzah, you're making a bracha l'kvay mezuzah, and that bracha goes on it's the same mitzvah every single room. Over here, the first Ner Chanukah was the mitzvah of Sumei Nisa, the second Ner Chanukah was for this takana of chashad, of Maris Ayin. Maybe it's the mitzvah, but the bracha would be the same bracha. I think if you're not mafsik, I think it's pasha that you don't make another bracha. Only if you're mafsik, a moshul by mezuzah also. If a person hangs up one or two rooms, and then something comes up, an emergency, he has to stop, and then he comes back later, and he's going to finish off the other rooms in the house, he makes a bracha again. If you're mafsik, you make again a bracha, Sheikh Shem Sespanu, L'Kvoy Mezuzah. So the same thing over here, I think the Ran is talking about even when you're mafsik, because if you're not mafsik, then in the L'Kvoy is posh that the first bracha goes on every Pesach. And we'll go on every Pesach. And you wouldn't need the Ran's reason, you wouldn't need the Ran to tell us this, you wouldn't need the Ran's reason, because the whole mitzvah is Mishum Chashadah. So the Ran is saying a chiddush, I think even if you're mafsik, when you go to light the next Ner Chanukah, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? The Ran says the reason is The kevin sheni mother gam shum chshada. Since the whole halakha is because of chshad, because of marasayin, loy mevercha on echad pischa. You don't make a bracha on the second one. Oh, so the pri chodesh, he understands this ran kapshutai, that the ran is saying a klal, a merdeka klal. That any mitzvah d'rabbanan, the chazal masakin because of marasayin, you don't make a bracha on. That's what the pri chodesh runs the ran. And the pri chodesh is more that l'chayr the rajb is chaylik on this ran. There's a Rajba in the sugi in Chulin. The Mishnah says, as Vavus Talacha, that a ben pekua, when you shecht the behema and the behema is muberis and the vlad, there's a baby calf inside the behema. The baby calf, the vlad, does not need shechita. The baby calf is not the b'shechita simai. The vlad is not the b'shechita simai. The Gemara is a Joshua, it's in their Isa. But the Gemara does say that if this ben pekua, if you shecht the mother and you took out the vlad, if this ben pekua walked on the ground, then already you should shecht him in the rabbanon. The reason is al smar zayin. Because once it walks on the ground, it could be somebody came by, did not see the whole ma'isa, did not see this is ben pekua, and he sees this guy eating without shechita. He cuts off a piece of the behema, or he just kills the behema. Without shechita, it'll be ma'isayin. He won't realize that it was ben pekua. So chazal masakin, midabonin, as ma'isayin, you need shechita. Only if you take the baby out, the vlad out, straight from the mother, right after shechita, and you hold it, and you never walked on the ground, then it's obvious that this is a ben pekua. And then, even with the banan, you can eat it without shechita. You don't need shechita. But once it walked on the ground, Chazal said it needs shechita, asmar sayin. So the Pichosh brings down, the Rashba in the Tshuva, Tshuva Rashba, Chen Galna, Simen Tov Kuf Chaf Hei, the Rashba says that in this shechita the banan, you make a bracha. Same as every shechita. Shechita is a mitzvah, and every shechita you make a bracha. Shech Shem says, it's one on our shechita. On this shechita, we also make a bracha. Time to Pichosh, that this Rashba is the Chere Chalak Anran. This Rashi was saying that even though it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan al smaras ayin, this whole shechita zone is only mitzvah d'rabbanan because of smaras ayin. Chazal masakin because of mishum chshada. That would be a chiluk.
Depends.
Because we find shechita d'raisa.
This shechita
is smaras
ayin
over d'raisa. It's smaras ayin d'rabbanan. Oh, it's smaras ayin d'raisa. It's smaras ayin, so it becomes a stronger d'rabbanan. Okay, the Pichosh doesn't say that, sir. I hear what you're saying, but the Pichosh doesn't say it. The Pichosh, that's not bad. But the Pichosh wants to say this Rajb is Chalak on Iran. He's not machak between if the Ikka mitzvah, Yisoyde is the rice of the bun, like he's saying. He just looks at this, a klal, the Ran saying a klal. Any mitzvah, which is Asmar Sayin, Midrabanan, there's no bracha on. Thank the Pichosh. Here we have another mitzvah, which is Asmar Sayin, Shchidus Ben Paku, and the Rajb says Beferish that you make a bracha on it. The Ksav Seifa in Chulin is Ma'ir from a Tosis over the Chulin that Kafyud on the Beis is also Chulin on the Ran. The Gemara says in Chulin that Kafyud, Talas Shu'ula, Kol Shlo Shemirim, 2 minutes Tzitzis. If you borrow a Talas.
You just have to have the light there. That's not the actual lighting. You just need a light there. So when the guy walks by, you see something there. It's not the doing the Asiya that's just making and creating a light there.
It's not a
light.
But shechita, you want to say, is a maisa. So you do. I mean, shechita, which is a maisa
mitzvah.
So that passes a bracha. But I hear. Yeah, okay. It's not. It's a sugar chalak maybe, but the pichosh doesn't hold that. He doesn't say chalak. Yeah.
I don't know if this will make a chalak or not by this year, but when you've got the two doorways. So I'm going to light on this one. You already know that you're going to do the other one. When you do the shechita here, you don't know there's a light over in there. And now you could, it comes up, and now it even walks. You never had this in mind. Now this mitzvah is now, because it walked, it's now come on brand new.
Well, we did say already that the Ran's talking about even when you were mafsek. You lit the first Nech Hanukkah, something came up, you had to go away, you went away 15 minutes, you came back, you're talking.
You were going to do it.
But at the time you did, you had in mind you were going to do it. Yeah, it might.
But you knew you were going to have to do it.
It's also a svar. But actually, we're going to get something similar to that.
You don't have to have a das, but
you
should
keep this matter open. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Right. Yes, you don't have to have a das. Okay. But let's look at the. Okay, the Chsav Seif has a different aura from. The Gemara says, Talmud Shulah Kol Shlo Shemirim 2 minutes Tzitzis. If you borrow a talmud, you make a kinyan on it. You have a bag of dal kanfes. It's part of the minutes Tzitzis. The Gemara says, Joshua Ksuscha. Ksuscha has to be your bag to mechuyev in Tzitzis. So Gemara says Mikah Din, you could walk around for 30 days with a beged of Dalai Kamfis without tzitzis, because people will not be choshed you. People will know, Midaraisa, it's a Tal Shula. It's not Chayim Tzitzis, and people will assume it's a Tal Shula. But the Gemara does say, if you're walking around with this same beged of Dalai Kamfis for more than 30 days, then already you should put on tzitzis. The reason is, Al-Smar Sayin. Because more than 30 days, people are going to start to suspect. That it's hard to believe you borrowed this for so long. It's already more than 30 days. It's your talus, Asmaris Ayin, even though Mikah Din is Pata, because as long as it's Talus Shulah, if you were never kainah the talus, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Agav, by the way, when someone borrows a talus on Shabbos, he wants to make a bracha, and he really should be kainah. And then afterwards, be marking it back. Even in a shul talus, you should make a kinyan in order to have the mitzvah tzitzis, and in order to be able to make a bracha. Rak upon him, the Gemara says, Talus Shulah, kol shalosh yamim is Pata min tzitzis, but after 30 days, midrais is also Pata min tzitzis. But midrabanan, there are guys, as Maris Ayin, this explains this Maris Ayin, people will think that it's your talus, and you're walking around at tzitzis, you mechiv to have tzitzis on it. And Taisus is meisav on this, that you make a bracha on this tzitzis. Even though it's borrowed, and the midrais is Pata min tzitzis, and the whole chiv is only midrabanan, as Maris Ayin, Taisus says, you make a bracha. Zak tuksav seifa, here you have another ray in Agderan. Here you see again, that a mitzvah d'rabbanan that the Chazal Masak, and only because of Maris Ayin, you make a bracha on it. It's not like the Ran that says that on the halakas nechanaka of the second Pesach, the second door, which is only as Maris Ayin, you don't make a bracha on. And most of the chalukim that the Engel was saying before will probably be a chaluk here also, but the Ksav Sefer also do not see a chaluk. Yes, this kasha. He doesn't say kasha. He's ma'ori that this is chaluk on the Ran. My only shtuk of kasha was the halacha. This Ran is brought down the halacha by the Ramah. It's interesting, even though the Ramah said that we're not noig to light our kol pesach, but the Ramah does bring down this Ran. The Ramah says, we're madlik b'beis pesachim in a case where people are madlik outside and they light by two pesachim, einim b'vorach rak b'echem mehem. You only make a bracha on one of them. U'b'sheini madlik b'lei bracha. And he says, the mok is the Ran. He quotes this Ran l'halacha. So my kasha is, the Ramah, we know Kiddua always passes like Rav Yishenim. Yachid Rav Malacha Karabim. If we came out that the Rajab and Tosis both hold, not like the Ran, that you make a bracha on the mitzvah d'rabbanan, even though it's the whole d'rabbanan is Asmar Sayin, how come over here the Ramah is passing like the Ran? Tosis and the Rajab are chonk on the Ran, why does the Ramah pass like the Ran? It's Kiddua that The riff sheet in halacha is he normally passes like two out of three of the gedolim pesukim rishonim, the riff, the ram, and the rush. Basically, that's how the mechaba goes. The mechaba goes with the riff, the ram, and the rush, and he passes like two out of three of those. He doesn't really reckon with the other rishonim la halacha. And the ramah, that's why the ramah is that's when he's chunk on the mechaba, because the ramah reckons with the other rishonim. The ramah counts in the ramban, the rajab, the dva, the other rishonim. And then he passes like grave of them. But Akoponim, over here, you have two Rishonim, the Tosis and the Rashi, and the Ramah. How could the Ramah pass like the Ran? So the Emes, if you look in the Gosh B'Kiveg on Shulchan Aruch, in Yodeh Simin Gimel, by the Alocha Ben Pekua, the B'Kiveg brings down, it is a Machayis Ben Pekua also, Kivega brings down the Shuvas Rajba that Pichaj brought down. He brings down the Shuvas Rajba Paskins by that Ben Pekua that you're shechting al Smaris Ayin, that you make a bracha on it. But the Kivega brings down the B'samim Rosh is Chaylik. Some Rosh says that you don't make a bracha. So maybe that's Pshan Rama, because you have two Rishonim against two Rishonim. You have the B'samim Rosh. According to this, it'll come out the B'samim Rosh also holds of the sheet that you don't make a bracha on the midst of the Rabbanon of Ben Pekua, which is only al Smaris Ayin. So he goes with the sheet of the Ran, that we don't make a bracha in the midst of the Rabbanon that Chazal Masak and Asmar Sayin. So you have the B'sam Rosh and the Ran, Keneged, the Rajban Taisis. So it's not so shver that the Ramah is paskening like these two Rishonim, Keneged, these two Rishonim. The only problem is this Sefer, B'sam Rosh, is a Sefer which is very mefukbek in Achreinim. A lot of Achreinim hold it's not a Basamcha. The Sefer was printed hundreds of years ago, B'sam Rosh. The first Meitzingor wrote on the Shabbat, he found the Ksaviyat, he wrote that it's Shuvas L'Harosh, Rabbeinu Osha. The Rosh in the back of the Gemara, he says, these are the Shuvas of the Rosh. And a lot of Acharinim do bring down the B'sam Rosh Halacha ever since then. But some Acharinim, they don't hold of the Sefer. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's in Arachayim, Simkuf Nundalad. He writes very, very shaf against the Sefer. It's not a Basamcha. The Chido and Shem HaGadolim also writes that the Sefer is not a Basamcha. It's not B'samach on it. It's not so clear who the Mechab is and there's certain tainus and a lot of things he says over there, and a lot of chayim do not want to believe that this is the Rosh or even one of the Rishayim. So the Bekevega does bring down some very often halacha. Over here, the Bekevega brings them down with Moed the Cheretz. He brings them down as a Baplukta of the Rashba. He brings down this halacha, if we make a bracha on Shechitas Ben Pekuah, as Mar Sain, he says, the Rashba says you make a bracha, but some Rosh says you don't. You see, he reckons with the some Rosh connected the Rashba. So according to the Achronim that hold the some Rosh, that would be a Teres of the Ramah. The Ramah is possibly like the some Rosh in Iran, connected Tosis and the Rashba. But according to the Achronim that don't reckon with the some Rosh, and don't consider him a Deya, that's back to our Shilukasha. Why does the Ramah pass like the Iran, connected the Rashba and Tosis? So I was thinking, it can sein that the Ran is not saying this klal. Could be the Ran saying a whole different svar. Because be'emes, to say such a klal, and say that's the Ran shita, you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, chazal m'sakim m'shim marasayin, is be'emes a mitzvah shveres v'shtein. What's the reason we make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan b'chlal? How do we say, Asher k'dishonu, the Eibishter made us heilig, v'tzivonu, the Eibishter commanded us? Very, very good. Hagnei Shachanaka. We did the Eibishter command us Hagnei Shachanaka. It's Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Every Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, how do we say B'Tzivanu? The Gemara is in the Sugya of Chanukah, in Shabbos, it was Hechen B'Tzivanu. Hechen Tzivanu. We did the Eibishter command us. And the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Loisosa. The Torah, the Eibishter told us, don't go away from the words of Chazal. The Eibishter told us to listen to Chazal. Mainly, whenever Chazal tells us a Mitzvah, that's B'Tzivanu, the Eibishter told us. The Gemara brings another Pasuk also, Shal Vichav Yegedcha. Also, that the Eibishter told us v'tzivonu to listen to Chazal. That's the v'tzivonu of every d'rabbanan. But if that's the v'tzivonu, if that's the birchas hamitzvah in every d'rabbanan, because Hashem told us to listen to the d'rabbanan, l'chayre, it won't make a chiluk what the reason of the d'rabbanan is. The only reason we're saying v'tzivonu, making a bracha on a mitzvah of the d'rabbanan, is because Hashem told us to listen to the d'rabbanan. Might not mean what the reason is. Chazal masakin for this reason, or Chazal masakin for Marasayin. So this is shvetz v'shtein. L'chayre, Marasayin is a reason as much as any other reason. State in Svarim Kedoshim that besides for every Rabbanan, besides for the reason what Chazal tell us, these other two Zif Ander Zachen in Himmel and Shemayim, there's other reasons also. But Lamaisa, even if the reason is a Sma Sayim, why should that change the bracha that we're making also Sasa or Shal Vich Vigelchis? This is Shvez Hashtein. That's why I'm thinking to say a whole different Shan the Ran. I think what the Ran is saying is that this mitzvah of halakha on every Pesach is not a mitzvah for itself. It's a tikkun of the first mitzvah. Because the first mitzvah of halakha is nechanaka, what's the mitzvah? Mitzvah is pesumei nisa. Pesumei nisa, what Chazal wanted was a pesumei nisa which will be a complete pesumei nisa, which anybody walks by your house, anywhere he goes, he will be reminded of the nes of Chanukah. He'll be fastened with the nes of Chanukah. Has to be mocha, has to be an absolute pesumei nisa. That's what Chazal said. When you lit in a way that someone's able to walk by one side of your house and see a door without an achanaka and not see the pesumei nisa and akdei kach even suspect that you didn't light, let's understand also another shilukasha. L'chayr, there's no real marasayin over here. If somebody walks by a house and sees a pesach without an achanaka, it's not a real marasayin. He's not really a mechoshim. It might enter his mind, did this guy light? Maybe he lit on the other side. He also realizes he can't see through the house. He can't see to the other side. He also realizes that maybe the guy landed on the other side. No, but then he could think to himself, well, maybe he didn't. It's like, it's not mamash or marasayin. It'll enter his mind a possibility that this guy did not light. So Kevin's like, that's not a real marasayin. That's not a, so Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, as long as the guy might think that, okay, maybe you did light, that's not mamash marasayin. But I think the real takana was to make it a complete pesuminisa, to make it a vaday pesuminisa, that no matter where he walks by your house, he will be reminded of the nest of Chanukah. That's for Chazal Masakin. So even though it's a little bit doichik in the Lashon of the Ran, but maybe we could read it like that. Again, the Ran's Lashon will be umestabed kemishin imalgan mishum chshada. Since you're going mishum chshada, the way we're reading it is the whole takana was that since there's a chshada, it lacks the pesuminisa. Not that it's mamash marasayin, just lacks in pesumei nisa. And we want you to fix it up. We want you to fix up your halakha to make a pesumei nisa gemura. Therefore, you only make one bracha. So I think the pshat is, because really, this second lining is not a mitzvah by itself at all. It's only fixing up your first halakha. You really, you're a kind of mitzvah with your first halakha. When you lit the first nechanaka, you did pesumei nisa. Now, but then it was lacking something. It had a chesar in the pesumei nisa. The pesumei nisa was a pesumei nisa that someone could walk by and not see it, and not kedekachi. He could even be choshed. He's not sure if you lit or not. You have to go fix that later. Even though you were mafsik, even though you're mafsik bediba, but later you came, you're not doing a new mitzvah, you just came to fix up your first halakha that now this house should have a complete pesumei nisa. That's why it has no bracha. Because it's all one mitzvah, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not daima. It's not daima to ben pekua. Ben pekua is not fixing up another mitzvah. Ben pekua is a mitzvah for itself. It's the first time Chazal made the kana. You have to shech this ben pekua. And the same thing by Talmud Shulah. Chazal, you have to shech shem yoyim. You're not fixing up a different mitzvah. This is a mitzvah for itself. Chazal made the kana. And even though it's the kana for Asmar Asayin, the Ran also be moed that you make a brach on that. The Ran just saying a svara, a special svara. This halacha. The second halakha, the second Pesach was not halakha for itself. The whole halakha was to fix up the first one. Just to finish a little bit, this will end for very good the Ran, and there's no machoikas, and everybody holds this far. But if we do want to see the B'Sam Rosh, we do have B'Sam Rosh that says by Ben Pekua itself, by Ben Pekua, you don't make a brach on it. So how do you understand that B'Sam Rosh? That B'Sam Rosh, you're going to have to say Taka holds of this far. That a mitzvah of bana chazal masakah from arasayin, you don't make a bracha. That's even though it's a mitzvah itself of the ben pekua that walked on the ground. How do you see that? That some rosh that says you don't make a bracha on the sheet of a ben pekua that walked on the ground. Why not? We're saying it's shver to say such a svar. There's no bracha on a mitzvah of bana, even though it's al shada. First of all, the other rishonim don't hold that. Second of all, in svar, there's no reason not to make a bracha. So that's what it's saying. L'cherei we kafem for the some rosh with another shtuk b'chadash. The Pichadosh brings down, the Gemara says on this Shechit of Ben Pekua Derabanan, it's if the Ben Pekua was a treifa, it's a money treifa, you're also allowed to eat it. Because Medaraisa, any Ben Pekua is kosher. It's not the Shechit of Zima, even if it's a treifa. But it's a Machoik Sushainim, what if you did a Shechit of Psula? What if you use a Sakan Pagumim? Medaraisa, Halchemesh Sinai, the Sakan has to be completely sharp, no nicks in it. What if you use a Sakan Paguma for the Shechita? Or what if you did the other Psula Shechita? She addressed the Chalagam Vika. If you did one of the other Psula Shechita. So some Rishonim hold, since the whole Shechita is only for a Hekka, just a smart sign, it's okay. As long as you went through the motions, you did the Shechita, even if it was possible, it's still good. Some Rishonim hold that way. Other Rishonim hold, no, it has to be Chazal Masakan, it has to be Kashra Shechita. Pichadosh wants to say, the Nafkamina will be, whether you make, could be, in this Machaikas, whether you make a bracha on the Shechita or not. If you have to have mamash kosher shechita, then you say there's a bechah shechita. But if you hold like the Rishonim that it's good even with a personal shechita, it's not mistab, but there's a bechah shechita on this. But the Pichadoshim, I was thinking, it could be this is totally also machoikas taz and the kusa kesef. There's the machoikas paiskin. What about b'dieved, if you didn't do the shechita rabbanan? This ben pekua walked on the ground, and someone did not do shechita rabbanan, he just killed it. Can he eat from that ben pekua? So the taz says that it's mutter b'dieved. The Shach and the Kutz Kesef is Chayak. He says, no, once Chazal Masak and the Shechita, if you didn't do a Shechita, then B'diyev, it's also Asr. So it could be, it's also telling you this Machagas about the Bracha. If you hold that the Shechita is Ma'akiv, even B'diyev, you make a Bracha on it. If you hold the Shechita is only Chachinga, but B'diyev, you can eat about the Shechita, you don't make a Bracha on it. But the Bichash himself slugs it up, he says, because it doesn't stem with the Rajba. The Rajba himself is one of the Rishonim that holds that the Shechita Psum is good. You could use it even a second Paguma. And the same Rashi in the Tshuva says you make a bracha. He holds, even though it could be with Shechit Paguma, still you make a bracha. But after Kamin Zogin in the B'Samim Rosh, we can say this one. Maybe the B'Samim Rosh held like those Rishonim. It's not clear. Maybe the B'Samim Rosh held like those Rishonim that a Shechit Pesula or Sakan Paguma is good. And that's why the B'Samim Rosh holds is no bracha. But on the Etzim Svar of a bracha and Mitzvah Bana and the Chazal Masakim Mishun Mar Sain, that everybody's moed. Even the B'Samim Rosh will be moed, like we said. There's no reason not to make a bracha.
Sure. Next week.